Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello, this is Betty. Hello, hello, this is Betty. Hello,
this is
Betty. Hello, hello, this is Betty.
It's 4:20. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello, this is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello, this is Betty. Betty,
are you still waiting?
It's 4:20.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello, this is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello, this is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yampa.
You know, some of the things we talk about prior show are just so profane.
They are definitely something that we talk about. So, hey everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live from Studio B in Chicagoland. In Chicagoland.
In Chicagoland.
In Chicagoland.
In Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 247 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, June 6, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Why, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Good, I'm glad those voices are working properly.
Well, at least someone's voices are working properly. The voices in my head are just all over the place.
Oh.
You never know what's going on with the voices in my head. They're just sometimes...
What are they doing
to say right now? Everything. So,
what are they telling you to do?
Oh, crazy things. Crazy, crazy things. So, let's see. Where are we at? We are here.
Talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I survived. We survived Hurricane Alex 2022. Yay, rah. In fact, actually, we got, like, no rain here whatsoever. It was very dry.
No,
that's not true. That's not true. I'm sorry. We did get some rain, but nowhere near what we would have, I guess, had expected.
It wasn't, like, freak out.
No. Right. It rained for like part of the day on Saturday, and that was it. And it didn't really rain at all, I don't think, on Sunday. Yeah. It wasn't much of anything. It was very little of anything.
But now Miami and Key West.
Oh, yeah. South Florida got hit really bad.
South Florida
and the Keys. They definitely are suffering or suffered through some flooding. And, you know, I mean, I don't think it was a lot of wind. It was mostly flooding. It was all rain and flooding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's, we survived. Alex 2022. Bring on the next one, whoever he is. Bertha, whatever the fuck her name is.
Bertha.
So,
Bethesda, Bethelda.
Bethelda, Bethesda, Behuva.
Bethany.
Brittany.
Barbara.
So, and, I guess another
Radashia.
Thing. Radashia. No, that's an L.
So, what is this smoking a sundae thing? I was very curious about that.
So, yeah, it's like a little kind of crazy term I've come up with on my own, but it's, you know, when you have, you pack the bowl with some weed, right? And then you run out of weed. You're like, oh, I got to grind up more weed, but you have no more of that weed available. So then you grab some different weed, like a different strain of weed. And
okay.
then you grind that up, yes. and you fill the rest of the bowl up with that strain of weed. So that's what I call
it's like a
sundae.
Mix and match.
It's like a sundae, yeah. I call it a sundae. It's, you know, it's kind of crazy that way.
Yeah, no. That makes complete sense. I like that.
Yeah, but, you know, it works out well, and I, you know, it has varied effects, and depending on what you got. But, hey, you know, it's all good. It's definitely all good. So, let's see. Oh, and tonight we are smoking Member Berry.
Now, Member Berry for me is like the stupid weed. That
yeah, that's kind of what I'm trying to accomplish tonight. So,
okay, so guess what?
What?
I have official Chiampa Radio mail.
You do. You got something directly from our corporate offices in Lutz, Florida. And it fell on the floor. This is why we can't have nice things.
Aww. Ooh, this is nice, news media press. Ooh, and I have a barcode and everything.
Yes, you have a barcode.
Yay, now will I be able to go ahead and board planes, trains, automobiles with this card too?
That is not a federally sanctioned ID, so you can get on the train with it, but it won't pay your fare. But I think the TSA will probably want something a little bit more substantial.
There is no personalized note with this, but that is okay.
Did you want a personalized note? I'm sorry. I just wrapped it up in a piece of paper, so it wasn't just a card in an envelope.
No, this is nice.
There you go.
Nice. Thank you. So what else do I have in my little intros to talk about?
I don't know.
What
you got?
Tonight's strain over here is gelato. I've been smoking gelato for quite a while now.
Okay. Do you, you know what, that's a good, actually kind of something I've been wondering about lately myself. You know, you say you've been smoking a gelato for a while. So, do you notice, like, if you've been smoking a strain for a while that you just sometimes just need to mix it up?
You know, I'm getting to that point.
Okay.
But I'm also realizing that this is a decent weed. It's not too crazy producing for me, and it's not too stupid producing for me.
No, I get that. And I've dealt with weeds before like that, because, you know, there are situations where there are just certain weeds, and there are certain strains that I go to on a regular basis, like
it also depends on price, I think, for me, because
yeah,
it seems that, you know, some of the lower price strains just don't do much of anything.
You mean the low tier strains?
Yeah. I guess I just call it low price.
Yeah, I think they call them tier one here in Florida. Yeah, they're usually like the 10 to 15% THC, which, you know, works for me. It will get me fucked up, so I'm happy with it. I won't complain. Okay. But
hey, if it works.
Yeah, if it know. Works, it works.
Exactly. So, tonight's wine is a, what was it?
I don't know. That's why you're going to tell us. It was a wine.
Yeah, it was a wine. It's a red wine. It's a Syrah.
A Syrah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a Syrah. So.
There you go.
It's a very nice wine. Oh, no. Not a Syrah. A Trousseau.
Trousseau. Okay. Well, there you go.
So, very nice. Easy to drink.
Okay. That's good.
Yes. So, but moving along, do we have any voicemails?
It does not look like we have any voicemails tonight.
All right. Well, our chat room is open at Chiampa.org, even though I am not completely there yet.
Are we ever completely there? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how there are you really? I mean, I have time struggling to be there myself sometimes, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm not there.
And today's your off day, so I spend my day training a new hire, which has been interesting, so I try to stay away from personal discussion, and hopefully this one doesn't get too much into personal discussion, because he's already let on a little too much personal discussion that I want to know already. I'm just not, no, dude, we're just going to train, and then you're going to go do your IT thing, and I'm going to do my IT thing, and that's it. So, like, I don't want to hear about your opinions on current events right now, please. I didn't ask you,
but
I don't want you to tell me.
But if you, the listener, want to give us your opinions on certain things, just give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Yes, Hyacinth, definitely. Definitely.
So, what you got for us in the weed corner?
Yes, we do have the weed corner, don't we? Let me clicky-clicky here. Hold on, let me open it up.
Clicky-clicky.
Clicky-clicky. All right. So, our first weed corner story comes from WSIN, or WISN, Channel 12 News, by Gabriel Garza. I believe this is Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Cannabis Expo made a triumphant return to downtown Milwaukee on Saturday, featuring more than 90 vendors, including growers, dispensaries, and testers. Guests had a chance to sample and purchase products that are legal in Wisconsin, like CBD oil and hemp. Visitors also had the opportunity to learn more about the cannabis industry through talks with industry professionals and medical experts, including discussions about legalization. In April, there was a public hearing at the state capitol on a Republican-backed measure to legalize medical marijuana. The earliest that the bill could go for a vote is next year. Currently, medical and recreational weed are still illegal in Wisconsin. I'm sure you get a lot of them that come down to Illinois to buy some of that weed. I'm sure you get a lot of
because it's available for out-of-staters.
Yeah, I mean, they don't give a shit, so you can buy it and bring it up to Wisconsin.
So for you, it would be probably more advantageous to come vacation here because you could purchase more weed than you ever could.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. So. You know, and yes. That's my goal when I get there to begin with anyway. So that's what happens when I go to Massachusetts. So, all right. So our next story comes from Marijuana Moment by Kyle Yeager. The North Carolina Senate on Thursday gave initial approval to a bill to legalize medical marijuana by advancing the North Carolina Compassionate Care Act. Just one day after clearing a key Senate committee that is chaired by the bill's sponsor, the legislation passed the full chamber on second reading in a 35-10 vote. The North Carolina Compassionate Care Act previously advanced through three separate panels as well last year. Patients would be allowed to access cannabis if they have a debilitating medical condition such as cancer, epilepsy, HIV, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and post-traumatic stress disorder, including patients with terminal illness that have 6 months to live, as well as those with conditions resulting in hospice care. Patients can possess up to 1.5 ounces of marijuana, but home cultivation would not be permitted. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And before I continue, thank you, your mother, for stopping on in. And
hello, your mother.
Visit us over here at the Shyampa Radio by going to shyampa.org. He says that we're coming in a little staticky.
A little staticky. That's probably because I made some changes on some things. So. I apologize for that, and I will see what we can do to remedy that situation.
Well, in that case, let's continue on. You ready for the word of the show?
I believe we are.
And our word today is decry. Decry means to publicly denounce. Thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you decry the high prices of things these days as you saunter down the narrow aisles of your nearby grocery store. Or something, I think. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Well, Roger, why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
Holy shit. Oh, hey, it's me,
Roger. Roger was hot.
And I've been barbecued. Wowzers. Whoopsie, okay fine, this is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, oopsie, anyway, today is June 6th, 2022, and oh boy, Oh boy, it's National Applesauce Cake Day, National Drive-In Movie Day, National Eyewear Day, National Gardening Exercise Day, National Higher Education Day, today is also D-Day, and what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Yo-Yo Day, and, wowzers, Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. But will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and twiddle to your buttholes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, hold on. And the sound quality should have improved.
It did.
Okay, good. I made some adjustments and good. All right, let's go ahead and spin that wheel. Because we fixed the sound issue, we'll bring out the insurance wheel. Why not? What's another hole in the roof? It's only hurricanes.
It's only our policy going up another 50%.
Well, you know, what do you expect? That's what happens. All right. See, where are we? We're in the random news section. All right. Tonight's random news story comes from Channel 32 Fox News out of Orlando and tells us about a man who is a stickler for the rules. An argument between two men on the green at the Villages over golf.
Boy.
Right? The Villages will always do it every time. An argument over golf etiquette led to one of the men facing a battery charge, according to the Sumter County deputies. Richard, 77, entered a not guilty plea for his alleged crime against his 84-year-old friend, according to court documents. According to the affidavit, the incident happened between two golfers on April 29th at the De La Vista Golf Course on San Marino Drive. Deputies spoke to a man who was playing golf with both Richard and the friend. Around the fourth hole, the man said the two began to argue, which was something they reportedly did often. The affidavit said that the friend told Richard to move off the green near the hole, to which Richard replied that he knew the etiquette of the game. They continued to argue, the report stated, and the friend reportedly flipped off Richard. Richard then approached his friend and reportedly told him that he would hit him if he flipped him off again. So, guess what happened, Joe? The friend said, "Fuck you, Richard," and he flipped him off again. And that's when Richard reportedly punched the man in the face, causing his friend to fall to the ground. This is a 77 and an 84-year-old man.
Wow.
Deputies say the victim was taken to a local hospital with visibly swollen bruise on the side of his face. Richard was arrested on a charge of battery on a person of 65 years or older. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Bang.
Wow, violence just knows no
right,
age.
No bounds, no age, no bounds.
Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Thank you so much, Betty. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for our Chiampa Chicago weather from the very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 75. The dew point is 63 and the humidity is at 66%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the west at 3C miles per hour, gusting to warp at any moment. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers. Patchy fog before 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Tuesday, a 10% chance of showers before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 65. Wednesday, showers likely with thunderstorms, also possible after 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Friday, a shoddy Friday. Showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 66. And for the weekend, it looks like we can expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. And now for today's fun fact. Wombats are the only animal whose poop is cube-shaped. This is due to how its intestines form the feces. The animals then stack the cubes of poop to mark their territory. And as Roger would say, wow. And if you can lick your own elbow, we might want to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 right away. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
We... Wait, cube shape? I mean, like a cube, like a Rubik's cube, kind of like square, kind of like they're pooping out the
like
square.
Like a Borg cube.
Wow.
Or a nice
fuck
cube.
How does that happen? Like,
it's nature, man.
Really square? I mean, maybe they're aliens. Maybe they're alien animals. All right, whatever.
And now for the news.
Well, Anthony, it's bee season in the Shyampa News Department. And first up, this little gem by Ben Hooper. May 31st, UPI. Police in New York responded to a Lower Manhattan building to remove a swarm of 8,000 honeybees that took up residence on an awning on the side of the building.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of bees. A lot in Lower Manhattan, too. So the New York Police Department said personnel with the department's bee unit. They have a bee unit? Wait, what? Whoa. The New York Police Department
it's
has a
the A unit, bee unit and the C unit. That's the B unit. It's between the A unit and the C unit.
B-E-E unit.
Yeah, A-A-A, C-E-E, however you want to spell, how you pronounce it. You have the A unit, the B unit, and the C unit. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here all week.
Well, anyways, the bee unit responded to 3 World Trade Center when the bees were spotted late last Saturday night. The bee unit safely collected the bees and relocated them to an apple orchard. How nice. The New York Police Department said it was the bee unit's second call of the year after 20,000 bees were removed from a Queens Park earlier in May.
Well, that's crazy. I guess if they're honeybees, that makes sense because you do have pollinating plants and flowers in the city. You know, it's not like open fields of green grass and poppies and everything, but, you know, you have parks and gardens and planters and
rooftop
to pollinate, rooftop things. So,
but this is found in a third floor building in a downtown area. That's just wild.
Yeah, I got wasps that build fucking nests in front of my front door every 3 days. I've gone through so much poison, I think I'm going to get sick soon. Boy, yeah. I save bees, I don't save wasps. Wasps, they go.
Moving along. I don't quite understand the law sometimes, Anthony, and so this little gem caught my eye. And even better still, since it's still bee season around here. But this one's got a twist. By Ben Hooper, June 3rd, UPI. A ruling by a California appeals court had the unusual effect of classifying bees as fish.
I saw that.
Under the state's endangered species law.
Right?
The case began in 2019 when the California Fish and Game Commission classified bumblebees as endangered. An agricultural group successfully appealed to the Sacramento County Superior Court the following year to have the insects removed. The groups had argued that the bees could not be listed as endangered under the umbrella of invertebrates because California's endangered species law from the 1970s explicitly defines invertebrates, animals without backbones, as fish. The Third District California Court of Appeals in Sacramento has now overturned the earlier decision, returning bees to the state's endangered list. The court ruled that other non-aquatic invertebrates, such as snails, were already listed as endangered under the category of fish. Accordingly, a terrestrial invertebrate, like each of the four bumblebee species, may be listed as an endangered or threatened species under the Act. Associate Justice Ronald Roby wrote in the decision. The decision was hailed by the Exercise Society for Invertebrate Conservation. This decision essentially allows the state of California to protect bumblebees and other imperiled species of insects, as well as other types of terrestrial invertebrates, under the state's Endangered Species Act, Serena Justman, Exercise Director of Endangered Species, said in the news release. Well, isn't that nice? I'm glad, because more things need to be protected, otherwise we're not going to have any decent air quality or food or honey or a lot of things.
Oh, I think we're past that point, my friend.
You think we're totally past that point?
I think we're I hate to be doom and gloom, but I think we're past that tipping point right now. Just enjoy hot water while you still have it.
See, in the previous story, they were able to return those bees to an apple orchard, so at least they're getting put to good use.
They're getting put to good use. But in overall sign of things, I don't know. I'm not very hopeful for the future.
But now here's the next thing coming up. Feels me guilty. Me thinks bee season stings.
My goodness.
Yes, by Ben Hooper, May 11th, UPI. Authorities in Arizona said a convenience store was temporarily closed due to a large swarm of bees around the business. Golder Ranch Fire said crews responded Tuesday to a report of a large bee swarm at the Speedway convenience store on Oracle Road in Golder Ranch. Out of an abundance of caution, the gas station is now closed to keep the public safe, the fire department tweeted. One person was stung during the swarm, firefighters said. Isn't that crazy? Like, bees have sort of overtaken the country.
I guess in these three news stories they have, maybe, you know. I don't know if they've taken over the country, though. But, you know. They've done something.
Yeah. Well, that's a wrap on Joe's news source by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Normally, a dollar won't get you much at Dollar Miscellaneous Store without another dollar. However, the kind people at the Dollar Miscellaneous Corporation understand that dollars are tight right now, so they are introducing their first sale in history. Head down to your nearest Dollar Miscellaneous Store today for the half-off miscellaneous items at Dollar Miscellaneous Sale. That's right, every miscellaneous item at your local Dollar Miscellaneous Store is only a dollar this week. That clump of lint in the back corner of the shelving unit, $1. Empty container of disinfectant wipes, $1. That store broom and dustpan, $1. That empty broken pallet on the shipping dock, $1. The box set television series Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas, nope, that's already half price. So come on down to your local Dollar Miscellaneous Store for our historic one-week sale. Only a dollar of miscellaneous, where only miscellaneous items are half off this week. Otherwise, you'll need another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cyampa.org. On this week on This Way Out, we remember Hert Hekma, the father of Dutch gay history. And in the news, Australian Morrison's hate falls to labor's love. The Church of Scotland says we do to marriage equality. Austria shifts blood donor rules from people to practices. Oklahoma's school bathrooms become out of order to trans kids. Montanans defy a gender ID court order. And a judge extends Dallas's pediatric trans clinics welcome new patients. Ellen's talk show dances into her history. That was a little wordy. All that, I don't write this copy. This comes from some of that. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. What's the word of the day today, Joe?
Decry.
Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to cry whatever the fuck we decry in 4 minutes when we return.
Yay. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You know, we've been down there for over a week, down the bunker, and we're starting to look like the clay people. Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, let me tell you about the clay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, only on Cheyenne Radio.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the first taxi service began in New York in 1907? Did you know that the first toothbrush was invented in 1498? And did you know that the first crossword puzzle first appeared in 1913? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
I love chicken, I love it barbecued, I love it fricasseed, I love it fried, I love it broiled and roasted and poached. And in a soup, and in a casserole, and in a pasta, I love chicken. Yes, I do. I love you. Joe Wisdom Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Uh-oh, shut up, Roger.
Oh, I think Roger's in a loop. Roger is stuck in a loop.
You got it, Anthony.
Loopy Roger. Loopy Roger. All right, let's see. Where we go? We're going to do some weather, right? I think that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
All right, let me open the weather.
Yeah.
Let me find the weather. Where the hell am I at in the thing? Oh, wow.
Open the weather.
I'm like all the way at the bottom of the script for some crazy reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that happened. But okay, here we go. All right, let me go ahead and kick off the weather card here. Let me find the damn weather card. Found the weather chart.
Yay!
The weather chart has been found. All right. Before we continue with this tomfuckery, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like we're getting into our summer rain pattern this week. Unless you're listening live, it is currently lightly cloudy and 86 degrees. The humidity is currently at 63%. The dew point is sitting around 72 degrees, and the visibility is about 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8. Has not happened. Mostly clear with a low around 77. On Tuesday, a high of a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon. It will be sunny with a high near 94. Tuesday night, another 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8. Mostly clear with a low around 78. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at another 30% chance of precipitation all week, folks. On Wednesday, scattered showers and storms after 2. Sunny with a high near 93. Wednesday night, again, 30% chance of precipitation. Mainly before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. And that's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Yeah.
Ooh, look at his face.
I see, yes, right.
He's purdy.
Yeah, right. He's purdy. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from the... Wait, what the hell?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, okay. From Brandon Ford with the Tampa Free Press. I'm sorry, my...
Error.
Yeah, there is something seriously wrong with my thing here. All right. I don't know where the first part came from, but we're going to finish up here. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about someone who was all messed up and nowhere to go. According to investigators, neighbors in Punta Gorda subdivision alerted deputies to a suspicious man in the area. The man was identified as 24-year-old Shane. Look at Shane. Do you like Shane? You want Shane to be a why not me? As a deputy arrived on the scene, they observed a white male without a shirt. He was going shirtless, Joe. Walking a bicycle between two trailers on Sunkist Drive and recognized Shane from past interactions. He's got a record. When Shane saw law enforcement, he got onto his bicycle and began to pedal away. When emergency lights were activated, Shane began to quickly flee. Verbal commands to stop were ignored. The deputy began chasing Shane for approximately 140 yards, where Shane was attempted to conceal himself in the woods. Shane exited the wooded area when commanded and was taken into custody. While walking the same path back to the patrol vehicle, the deputy located $21 and a cellophane wrapper next to each other. The contents inside the wrapper tested positive for methamphetamine, which Shane later admitted to be in possession of. When the deputy met with the neighbor on the scene, they told deputies that Shane had shown up at their property and uttered that he was at her finance job watching her.
Oh my.
Deputies say that Shane has been causing concern for homeowners in the area and has recently been observed peeking into windows and trespassing.
He's a peeping Shane.
He's a whole lot of something, I'll tell you that much right now. All right, let me move on to my next story.
I have a show title, too. It's called He's Purdy, He's a Peeping Shame.
Ooh, there you go. He's Purdy. Mm-hmm. All right. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press again and brings us a sad tale of a Florida man who decided to sue because his voodoo didn't. A Brandon, Florida man thought he would spice up his life by purchasing a variable speed voodoo vibrator from Tres Eques, an adult store in Tampa. The 85-year-old plaintiff claims that after inserting the necessary AA battery, the item did not work. According to the lawsuit, when he attempted to return the item to the store on Adamo Drive, Tres Eques refused to accept the return or exchange for a new voodoo. The lawsuit didn't say why he purchased the device, but the store apparently won't accept returns once the packaging has been opened. In a suit filed in Hillsborough Small Claims Court, the 85-year-old man demands Tres Eques either exchange the vibrator with a new one or just repay him the $36.53. Tres Eques is Spanish for three X's, is open 24-7, and offers a wide range of adult toys and novelties, sexual enhancements and supplements, dancewear, lingerie, and access to private viewing booths and multiple group theaters. That's Tres Eques on Adamo Drive.
It looks a little bit trademarky, copyrighty, violating.
What, Tres Eques?
Logo, yeah, well, that logo looks very much like the Dos Equis beer logo.
I know, but it's three X's, not two X's.
I know. Sexy.
Ooh. Yeah, here's a good one, right? Our final and sexy Florida news story of the night comes from Local 10 News out of Miami and gives us a good reason why Roadhead isn't always the best idea. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue reported to the scene of a head-on collision between a FedEx truck and an SUV on Thursday evening at North Ocean Boulevard and 19th Street. There were two people inside the FedEx truck, and their injuries were minor. The other two people inside the SUV were found naked, according to Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue. At the time of the crash, the woman inside the SUV was performing oral sex on the male driver, which caused the collision, according to officials. The driver of the SUV now has injuries to his cock because it was in someone's mouth when he fucking crashed head-on into a FedEx truck. It's unclear whether It's unclear whether anyone will be charged with the crash. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Is it Betty's turn? Does she got something to say?
She always got something to say.
You stink. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about
That's us, or that.
Yeah. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, you know, there's a plethora of show titles that have been spewed forth.
So what did your mother suggest?
The Bees Invade the Cubed Poop Hour.
Okay.
Another, I'm not sure if this is a show title, but why not? It's Can He Poop Cubes? And this might be another show title for the dildo for the 85-year-old man called Now That's a Ride.
I really do like the idea of hanging the show title on the 85-year-old suing over the $35 vibrator. So I'm kind of liking that one. I think that embodies everything about Florida sexy news.
Yeah. Now, you know, I could also be thinking about your mother thinking that now that's a ride could be referring to the blowjob
It could
story.
Be both. It could be both. We have the blowjob.
That's true.
We have, well, three, actually. We have the blowjob. We have the vibrator. We have the half-naked, why not me on the bicycle. See?
True.
So if we can do bees and ride, we might actually have something.
Now that's a ride. I like the sound of that one. Uh-oh.
No, that's a ride. Yeah,
your
I
mother
like that
apparently
one.
Has another one. So, you know, get it in under the
don't
whatever.
Make me fall in love with one and then give me something else. That's so painful. Such a cock tease, I swear.
So we are now in the Plethora discussion segment, and if you're one of our awesome listeners, give us a call. Talk to us, 813-327-8566, or stop on into the website where you can chat with us at chiampa.org. Florida sex, meth bees, and cubed poop.
That's a possibility.
Florida sex, meth bees, and cubed poop.
Florida sex.
Now that's a ride. That okay, here we go. Florida sex, meth bees, and cubed poop, comma. Now that's a ride.
The longest show title ever. That's what episode... What episode are we on? What are we on here?
We're at number 247.
247. That's what 247 brings you, the super long show title. You're going to have to put that into the script because I'm not typing that shit out when I start processing this shit. That's all.
See if
that's
I can
copy-paste
do a,
stuff right there.
Yeah, copy-pasty, copy-pasty. All right, folks. Florida sex, meth bees, and cubed poop. Now that's a ride. Is the show title.
We'll see how many we get for that one. That should be an interesting one.
You know, I've been very much surprised at the number of hits that it's been getting.
I have too.
Which makes me wonder if maybe, you know, it's they've improved the reach somehow.
That's a very good possibility.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm happy for it. I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to complain either. Not at all.
I'm not complaining. Oh, okay. Let's put paste. There we go. There you go, Anthony. It's in there for you.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So, what do we want to talk about tonight since we have a little bit of time left over?
Cubed poop, really.
It's cubed.
I mean, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this, and I knew this. Actually, I did know this before you said this, because I have heard it, and I think I forgot about it because I'm like, no, that's not possible. That's a lie.
I mean, maybe they have a cubed shaped butthole.
I guess. I mean,
you know, I mean, if you were to put a special attachment on your butthole, you can make your poop probably all sorts of shapes, like cookie cutter poop.
I think I have an assignment for you, Joe. You could use your press pass when you go to the bathroom with your little cookie cutter shapes and tell us how that goes. Can Joe achieve square poop? That's a show title. Can Joe achieve a square poop? So, you know, you go wear your press pass in the bathroom and then do your little attachments and just, you know, give us a report on it.
What's the press pass going to do for me?
It makes you feel less ridiculous. You're doing research. You're on assignment. You're on a research fact-finding assignment.
You know, maybe I'll go to, like, a Taco Bell or something for this. because I'm going to need poop.
Well, yeah, but the question is, you're going to need something that's firm. Something that will take shape when it goes through a cookie cutter. Taco Bell is like just pouring water through the cookie cutter.
All right. Let's see.
Well, you went there. We went there. That's how it goes. See, sometimes we talk about poop on the show.
You know, the rest of the world is falling apart around us. Why not?
You know, sometimes you got to talk about something other than what the fuck is happening with the rest of the world around
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Exactly. And what better thing than square poop?
Yeah.
Nachos. Your mother suggests nachos.
Like,
I don't know, though. Without the cheese attachments? Might make things...
I mean, do you get square poop right when you eat nachos? I mean, is that a natural thing for you? I mean, nachos.
I'm thinking oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Well, or
Metamucil.
But see, you need firm poop, and firm poop generally doesn't mean Metamucil. Metamucil means you get just a lot of it, but it's just like whoosh,
whoosh,
whoosh.
You need Play-Doh poop.
You know, this could be a task for the Palmer Office Chair Company. You know, it might be something fun for the kids. They want to see different shapes coming out of their buttholes.
Look, Mommy, I can poop stars.
It's My Little Pony.
Oh, my God. It's like the Play-Doh Fun. It's the Poop Fun Factory. Available
your
exclusively
famous...
at Dollar Miscellaneous. I'm making a note in the script for next week because I feel a promo coming on with this for Dollar Miscellaneous.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, we'll send this off to the R&D department at the Palmer Office Chair Inc. LLC, doing business as squarepoop.com.
Squarepoop.com. Let's see. Is that a real website, Joe? Have we checked that yet? We're going to do incognito, though, for that one.
No, I'm in the Chip Skipper profile. Who cares? CubedPoop.com. Let's see if that comes up.
It is part courtesy of GoDaddy.
Are you serious?
Well, Square Poop is.
Square Poop.
Yeah, Cube Poop is not available.
But it's not available?
Exist. Well, it just doesn't exist, so it may actually be available. CubedPoop.org is the same thing. I can't remember. God. Oh,
Square Poo. God.
Square Poo.
What's the name of your new restaurant? Square Poo. Square Poo.
Square Poo. Come to Square Poo.
Square Poo.
We'll serve you nachos so you can poop squares with special attachments. The Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Welcome.
Stars.
Welcome to Cube Poo, your fondue paradise.
And we actually just spent the past 5 minutes talking about square poop.
oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You know, that's what happens. So, yes, soon enough, I'm going to need to get that other computer built because I think this desktop is going to be saying goodbye soon.
Oh, your main desktop?
Yeah, the Bluetooth is being funky doodle again. It's just, I'm not sure. You know, and I think I just need a more powerful machine again. I mean, this is a 2015 machine, so it is a little old.
Yeah. I mean, I upgraded this one, and I was very happy to do it. Very happy to do it.
So. I mean, I'm a Core i5, but I would like to be a higher generation, because I think I'm only like fifth or sixth generation of the i5. Well,
you don't already have a processor, right?
I have a processor. Oh, okay. I have an AMD processor. I need the motherboard and the memory itself. So motherboard or memory.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. But, I want a decent motherboard that's going to be, it's not going to break down and maybe is updated often. Or not. I don't know if that's... Yeah, I don't know. And then something that can be upgraded as time goes on.
Updating, not always a big thing on motherboards. Generally, as long as the firmware is stable, is usually what I care for. I do wish I would have gotten a larger board. I got a micro ATX, I think, or a mini ATX, and I can put the graphics card on it, and that's it. I can't fit any other cards on it because it covers the other two slots. So I was kind of screwed on that one. So I would, if anything, recommend a larger board.
Yeah.
The onboard M2s are nice too.
I have one of those too.
Okay, good. They work nicely.
Yeah, it's a 1 terabyte, so.
Yeah, that should do nicely.
Yeah, that would be nice for OS and other things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, those ugly lights.
Those ugly lights are coming on. Yeah, that's what they do. What
Florida they do. Sex meth bees and cubed poop. Now that's a ride.
Yep. Hey, folks. Looks like the ugly lights are coming on and someone activated the self-destruct sequence. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight and listening in on our recast later on or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Wow, what a fun show. Full of poop. And we're glad you could join us tonight here for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern, every weekday. I've added new episodes as well.
Yay!
Yeah, so there's some fresh episodes of Toppers. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance.
Have we ever mentioned headphone meditations?
I thought we did somewhere in there.
Okay, well, if make not, sure we also listen to headphone meditations.
Yeah.
Which is on Saturdays?
Saturdays, every other Saturday. I think it's 7 o'clock, 6 or 7 o'clock. The schedule's on the website. Yes.
But since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a speaker. Maybe it's a dildo with a speaker in it, like an Amazon Alexa dildo.
Just don't try to turn it.
Maybe it's your Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump, pooping out square poop on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise, it says, damn it, I need to listen to Cheyenne Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org and go there for a complete listening experience. We like experiences.
We do like experiences. They're fun, you know.
Yes.
Who doesn't like a fun experience?
Right.
Yeah,
or extra banter time. Extra banter.
Well, yeah, we got...
And I like my press pass. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you like your press pass. Fantastic. So
I'm going to put this in a safe place.
All right. And you can wear it when making poop experiments so you don't feel embarrassed.
Ooh, it has holograms, too.
Yes, there are holograms.
Cool.
I take it you just saw the holograms.
I just saw the holograms.
You saw the holograms. There you go. I wanted to have holograms, the penises, but they wouldn't allow that. I'm like, but I want penises on the hologram. They say, why? I said, because they're penises.
And it's more official.
But unfortunately, it's a globe, I think. Something like that.
It's globes and secure.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. If you're interested in recasting this show, contact us at playus@cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't get all messed up while getting a Hummer after your defective sex toy crashed into a FedEx truck. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an L for libido.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional background and other tracks are from Incompetent by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne. Thank you.